first cup of coffee on a beautiful Seattle morning? Perfect.
Knockety knock, neighbor.
Oh, good morning, Marco.
Lena, I need your waffle iron and a papaya.
Well, help yourself. So who's the lucky guy getting breakfast?
Well, I slept with this cop to get out of a parking ticket, and now I don't want to break up.
Are you falling for him?
No, I've got an outstanding bench warrant. Hey, is she up yet?
Who?
You know who.
Oh, you mean my cousin Katie from Ketchikan?
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Who else?
Well, she seemed a little down yesterday, so I'm letting her sleep in.
Katie, down?
I gotta go to work. Can you just stay and check on her?
Ooh, my pleasure.
Oh, and the cop?
Habeas corpus. Ciao.
Ciao.
Hey, Marco.
Katie, how are you?
Well, Marco, to tell you the truth, I'm a little overwhelmed. I love Seattle, but compared to Ketchikan... I mean, I keep hearing about the Seattle freeze. But excuse my language, that's a load of baloney. I mean, yesterday I was sitting reading a paperback book.
Hey, I see you're reading a paperback book.
I am.
You know, if you're looking for a science fiction classic, you ought to try A Crack in the Moon. It's all about the adventures of a plumber in space.
You don't say.
Oh, and if you want to read about twin sisters who open a cat grooming shop in Edwardian England, try The Pussy Brushers of Bristol.
I'll remember that one.
If you want a bittersweet tale of the bond between a blind sheepdog and a parrot, check out Fur and Feathers, Friends Forever.
I do like animals.
If you're looking for an illustrated textbook on tropical skin diseases...
Oh, I'm not.
Well, speaking of young adult novels...
Lady, you sure know a lot about books.
Nancy Pearl, Librarian of the People. Seattle's book maven, action figure sold separately.
Katie.
Tell me about your first library, Katie. I bet you have fond memories.
Oh, I do. It was in the county building, two doors down from the STD clinic.
Hey, just because I'm a librarian, don't get the wrong idea. We aren't a bunch of dowdy, shushing spinsters.
Oh, I know. Back in Ketchikan, our librarian, Fran, is in the Federal Witness Protection Program. She ran over her ex with a LeCar, but she got sprung for squealing on Squinty Figgins. You don't mess with Fran, and you bring your books back on time. Fran's motto? I don't do overdo.
Ketchikan, if you're looking for a book on the gold rush...
Oh, Marco, she went on and on.
Oh, I am so sorry.
She was nice, but it was exhausting. And everywhere I go, I run into somebody like that. I'm almost worn out.
Katie, honey, little secret. Some days I myself get depleted and all the clinique in the world won't touch these bags.
Oh, Marco.
Because believe it or not, I have known some disappointment.
Oh, Marco, I never would have guessed that about you.
Some days I am all set to give my heart to someone, and what do they say in return? They say I'm squirrely or high maintenance or all over the map. What does that even mean, all over the map?
Once in Ketchikan, there was a misprint on this map because the town cartographer, Sminty LaRue, he took to drinking the Sterno, and his hands got shaky and straight lines went squiggly. Well, a dozen snowshoeing Shriners from Sheboygan almost met an untimely death, shivering in their snow shelters because of Smintish shakes. Fortunately...
Anyway, Katie, my point is that when you need a recharge...
Oh.
When you need a recharge, you go to your thinking spot.
Oh.
And in Seattle, there's no better thinking spot than Linkin Park. It's a quiet place to recenter.
That sounds like what I need. How do I get to this Linkin Park?
Just take the hilariously named Rapid Ride.
Thank you, bus driver. Oh, Marco was right. This place is swell. It's beautiful, and everyone seems to be content to just be by themselves. Even that bald eagle looks pensive. Whoa.
Ow.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to trip on you. I didn't see you. I was looking up.
I wish I could look up, but I'm a little low-spirited today.
What? Come on, a sweet old teddy bear like you, down in the dumps?
Yeah.
I'm Katie, by the way.
Katie? Katie from Ketchikan?
How did you know?
Nancy Pearl mentioned you on the radio.
She's intense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you came here to be alone, so I'll just...
It's my job.
Uh-huh. Go on.
When I first got hired, everybody loved me. They had a party with cupcakes.
What is it with Seattle and cupcakes? Are they afraid of full-size cakes? In Alaska, cupcakes are for children.
But now... Now everybody is down on me, like I was a screw-up. Now it's like I can't do anything right. They think I'm a goofball.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're a great bike messenger.
What?
I mean, I saw your bike and I put two and two together.
No, I'm the mayor. Did you vote for me?
I was living in Alaska. I just moved.
I had a dream last night that me and Jimmy Carter were raising kappa bears in Ballard.
Hey. Cheer up. In Ketchikan, we had much crazier mayors than you. There was One Hand Stan, Upskirt Charlie, oh, Creepy Louise. Compared to them, you're amazing. You just gotta have confidence.
Thank you, Katie. I just wish I had a good, solid issue for the next election. Maybe something related to transit.
Oh, I have just the thing. It's something we have in Ketchikan that I think Seattle would love.
Yeah? Spill it, Katie.
It's the roadkill list.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's simple. When an animal gets hit by a car or truck, the trooper gets on the horn to whoever's at the top of the roadkill list, and that lucky devil comes down and gets the poor dead critter.
Walk me through this, Katie.
Well, it saves the city on the cost of hauling the carcass to the dump, and somebody gets a whole lot of free meat.
So it's win-win. I like win-win.
Win-win. Although I sure wish Grandma Shirley would have looked up a real recipe for bear sausage instead of just winging it.
The system really works?
You bet. You can pretty much count on 3 or 4 caribou on prom night alone.
I might not use that point.
But you gotta be a little careful, because a Great Dane and a deer can kinda...
What about bikes?
Bikes?
If a bike hits an animal.
Maybe a squirrel or a rabbit.
But them's good eating, yeah?
In a stew or casserole, sure.
Tell me more, Katie.
Well, Your Honor.
Hey, Marco, how's Katie doing?
I sent her to Linkin Park.
Who could that be?
Katie!
Quick! Turn on the TV!
This sounds important.
This is Jim Foreman. Coming to you live from the mayor's office.
My fellow Seattleites, I am pleased to announce a new city program that increases our sustainability, reduces our carbon footprint, and addresses inner city hunger. Starting Monday, we begin the new wildlife vehicle interaction list. Citizens can put their name on a roster and be eligible for this free-range, organic, excellent source of protein. It's a win-win situation. We will even include healthy recipes and low-emission cooking tips.
Katie, did you have something to do with this?
Well, maybe I did.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Next time on Cousin Katie.
Katie, how goes the search for a boyfriend?
Oh, Lena, it's tough out there.
Yeah?
Back home, it was easy. When you were in high school, the tallest boy would go steady with the tallest girl, and the second tallest boy would go steady with the second tallest girl, and so on. And then you get pregnant and get married, and 5 years later you get a divorce and marry whoever lived next door.
That does sound simpler. Oh, did you try those websites I suggested?
Yeah. Took me a while to figure out HWP did not mean has winning personality. I was ready to throw in the towel until last night.
Oh, that's right. How did that date go?
Well, we went for Mai Tais.
Ooh, tropical.
So, what do you think of the Seattle freeze?
It's ridiculous. It makes it sound like Seattle is generating its own large weather systems. Poppycock. Our meteorological conditions are mostly formed over the ocean and then influenced by the topography, the Olympics, and Cascade Mountain ranges. If we're going to get a prolonged cold air mass, it'll arrive from the north.
Cliff, stop!
Sorry, Katie. When I get nervous, I tend to jabber on about the weather.
Nervous?
Hey, did you know that today's barometric pressure said...
Hey, Dr. Cliff Mass, at the risk of sounding like a big city girl, shut up and kiss me.
Oh, Katie, did you really say that?
Yeah, for once, I was the high-pressure system.
I want to thank our special guests for that episode, Nancy Pearl and Cliff Mass.
Fools Rush In was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington on April 29, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. You can follow Soundbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Soundbox Radio and the Soundbox Artists Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.